Here at Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a patient is undergoing a procedure to check the condition of her coronary arteries.
All right, well, we've taken pictures of the two arteries on the left, and now we're going to take a picture of the one on the right.
The doctor inserts a catheter into the artery and injects a dye. Then, watching a monitor, he can check for any blockages. In many ways, it's easy to see why procedures like this can run thousands of dollars. There's the cost of the medical team, there's a lot of high-tech equipment, and there's the overhead of running a hospital. But there's another cost that's not quite as obvious. Tom Bandalson is with the cardiology department at Spectrum Health. He says even simple catheters can cost up to $100 each, and other devices can run much higher. He points to a shelf full of stents as an example. They're devices that allow blood to bypass a weakened or blocked part of an artery.
And these average around $1,300 to $1,600 a piece. And so you can see there's hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stock right here.
Van Dalsen says most of these supplies are intended to be used only once, then thrown away. And he says that's the policy in his department. But across the country, many hospitals and doctors' offices are sterilizing and reusing medical supplies that are labeled single use only. The devices can range from surgical clamps to angioplasty balloons.
This practice has been going on for a while now and been going on behind closed doors.
Steve Northrup is executive director of the Washington, D.C.-based Medical Device Manufacturers Association. He says along with the possibility of spreading infection or disease, there's another good reason not to reuse single-use products. Northrup says the devices simply aren't designed to withstand multiple uses. The surprising thing is, there's no law against reusing them. In fact, hospitals don't even have to inform patients they're doing it.
Clearly not in the best interest of hospitals to let their patients know that this practice is taking place, but the proverbial cat is out of the bag.
Many healthcare providers maintain it's safe to reuse some devices. Rick Wade is senior vice president of the American Hospital Association. The group represents about 90% of the country's hospitals. Wade says he doesn't know how widespread the practice of reusing devices is, but he admits it's happening. He says the benefits can be substantial, cutting health care costs and reducing medical waste. But Wade says reusing devices has to be done safely, without putting patients' health at risk.
No hospital wants to have the reputation in the community that it's used an unsafe device and open itself up to a lawsuit from somebody because they used something that was unsafe. No device is worth that.
And yet, the number of healthcare facilities reusing medical devices seems to be growing. And that brings up a whole new issue.
Yeah, who would get it the first time? Who would get it the second time?
Susan Gould is a medical ethicist at the University of Michigan.
The myth of everybody gets the same treatment no matter what kind of insurance they have is just that. It's a fiction. And we have to recognize the fact that if we're going to have a market system, people will get treated differently.
The Food and Drug Administration oversees the approval of new medical devices, and now the agency is proposing guidelines for reusing single-use products. The proposal suggests a system for ranking devices according to risk. It also suggests that the healthcare facilities that reuse devices should be required to register with the FDA. The agency will hold an open meeting on December 14th to take public comments. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.